Morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Gil Hernandez. This goes to Dr. Vaughn. On 2/10/22, Mr. Hernandez performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a study dated 9/29/21. There's been no significant change period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Kathy with a K. Martin. This goes to Debbie Varnham, V-A-R-N-H-A-M, FNP. On 2/9/22, Mrs. Martin performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%. Period after walking 442 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 89%. Period to paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Kathy Martin, going to Debbie Varnham. On 2/10/22, Mrs. Martin performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a study dated 7/26/21, there's been no significant change, period, of paragraph impression. Mild to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Neelan, N-E-A-L-O-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 2/10/22, Mr. Neelan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. To paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component period. Next, a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on John Driscoll. This goes to Dr. Sarah Ward. On 2/10/22, Mr. Driscoll performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a study dated 8/9/21, there's been marked improvement or an improved effort, period, new paragraph impression. Current study is now normal, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Marsden Todd. This goes to Dr. D-A-V-E. On 2/10/22, Mr. Todd performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period, prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, new paragraph impression. Moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Glass. On 2/10/22, Mr. Glass performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period, of paragraph impression, normal study, period. Thank you.